Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Okay, I'm interrupting this broadcast because I have a couple of housekeeping things to say before I start. Number one, spoilers for WandaVision. If you don't want spoilers, please go catch up and come back. Second, and more importantly, this is a heavy subject alert. I will be discussing grief in all its messy glory, so if that's hitting too close to home for you right now, feel free to skip this or enjoy it another time as your comfort level allows. Also, know that you have my deepest, most sincere condolences, and if you need support, you are not alone. You only need to ask. And with that, I will return you to your regularly scheduled programming. WandaVision. Am I right? It is an exquisite story that I appreciate for many reasons, but most notably for its nuanced examination of grief in all its varieties. Now, I would never say that I am an expert on grief. In fact, I firmly believe no one on this planet is. It is a painful effect of the human condition that follows a path that they tell you is a straight line through five stages, but is different for everybody and really more closely resembles the basket of yarn the cat got into. But while I am no expert, I have been through the process myself several times and have been around many, many, many others going through it. And in WandaVision, the reactions of Wanda, Monica Rambeau, and Hayward are all reactions I've seen more than a few times. Now, Wanda's reaction should be pretty obvious, and Rambeau's can be assumed by her starting the series out 3 weeks after being unblipped to find her mother had died. But were you a bit surprised by Hayward? Yeah, he's going through his own processing, probably from the grief of having his world rocked, finding a balance point, and having everything change again right from under him. Wanda and her grief, fresh from being unblipped and in a world that expects her to get over things and move on, even though seemingly everyone else got their loved one back, just not her, is threatening and uncomfortable for him, and he'd rather make her an enemy than solve the actual problem. The minute he hears Rambeau describe being in the anomaly as painful and like she was underwater, he jumps to, "Wanda is torturing people!" Even though that is a common way people describe the feeling of grief. It's a drowning feeling that some days feels easier to just give up and swim down rather than fighting for the surface for air again. And in my personal experience, those moments of intense pain and loneliness are exactly the moments you need someone there by your side. We are incredibly lucky that we have a God who understands grief, who has himself felt it, and there is great comfort to be had from him. But as his body, as his representation on Earth, we are the designated rescue crew for those who find themselves drowning in grief. Now, I could go with a perennial favorite on how to approach these situations here and quote Romans 12:15, but the more nuanced verse that I personally like is Ruth 1:16. Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, has just lost her husband and both her sons. She sent her other daughter-in-law to go back to her family and is trying to send Ruth back as well, when Ruth says this, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Wherever you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God." Ruth, a woman grieving her own husband's, chooses to come alongside her mother-in-law at a time when she is so bereaved she is pushing everyone away, and walk with her through the grief without judgment or expectation. And Naomi isn't exactly a pleasant person to be with either. Just after this, she says, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter." But Ruth doesn't say anything about that. She just walks with her, lives with her, and through her efforts to take care of her, finds redemption for them both. Grief is hard. It's hard to deal with, and it's hard to support someone through. And since it's different for everyone, it can be unpredictable and sometimes lead to unintentional harm. At best, this can result in some of the gems you find in any major greeting card store, such as, "They're in a better place," "Everything happens for a reason," and "God has a plan," where the giver of the said card is treating their discomfort at having to comfort someone more than actually comforting someone. At worst, well, Hayward felt so threatened by it, he launched a missile. Either way, it can make the bereaved feel like their grief is more welcome in the church bathroom than the sanctuary. Or in Wanda's case, an alternate reality. But Ruth shows us that the character we should really be emulating in this situation is Rambo, doing everything she can to come alongside and to be present with those going through the griefs of this world, even as Jesus became present with us. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come and hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.